Track 9.3.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Good Deeds. Many of us have heard of superheroes like Superman, Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. These fictional characters are everywhere these days. Television shows, blockbuster movies, games. There are even toy-based versions of superheroes. These fictional heroes seem unbelievable. But what if we had superpowers? Today we'll discuss this question with our guests. Let's get started. Hello, John. Welcome to our program.
Hello, Fiona.
Are you ready for the question?
Yes, I am.
Here it is. What would you like to be if you were a hero?
If I had a chance to become a hero, I wouldn't be a fictional character like Batman or Spider-Man. It's for sure that they have amazing skills and abilities that can be used for saving people and fighting against evils, but they aren't real. Therefore, I would like to be a real-life hero.
What do you mean by that?
You know, there are some people who have no superpowers, but are still doing extraordinary things, such as putting their lives on the line for others. Take firefighters and police officers as examples. To me, they are modern-day heroes. However, if I were a hero, I wouldn't be a lifesaver. I would be a musician with great intelligence or amazing abilities, so people would admire and get inspired by me. Touching people's lives is not superhuman, but still a great power to me.
I agree. While you were describing your understanding of a hero, I remember an example of a modern-day hero. There's a man called Chibatman in Japan who's recently been described as a superhero. Like you said, his powers are not superhuman, but what he does is rather unusual, and he gives up his free time doing it. His mission is to make the people of the city happy.
That's exactly what I mean. What he is doing is a worthwhile mission.
Sure it is. Thanks, John, for your ideas. Now I'll turn to my second guest, Kate. Hi, Kate. Welcome to our program.
Hello, Fiona.
Kate, you know my question. What would you like to be if you were a hero?
Well, I listened to John's description and I like his ideas. However, what I imagine when you say a hero is totally different from John's description, because in my opinion, heroes are people with superpowers and abilities which ordinary humans don't have. Therefore, if I were a heroine, I would definitely want to have superpowers such as flying and being invisible and invulnerable. It would be great if I possessed superhuman speed like the Marvel hero Quicksilver, because I'd be able to stay in bed until the last possible moment without having the risk of being late for work. As you might understand, I love sleeping, and unfortunately, I'm late for work most of the time. One more thing to add here. I wouldn't want everybody in the world to have superpowers, because that way, no one would be super. We would all be the same, and inevitably, the powers we would have would be considered normal powers and not super anymore.
I see. Interesting ideas. Thanks, Kate, for sharing your ideas with us. We asked our guests what they would like to be and do if they were a hero, and they kindly shared their ideas with us. You've heard two different points of view on the concept of being a hero. Which one do you relate to? Please share your answers with us on our Instagram account. See you next week.